are listening to Tango Argentina, comprised of 12 of Argentina's greatest tango dancers and musicians. Now, since 2016, Tango Argentina has toured extensively throughout China, Russia, Sweden, Turkey, Central and South America, and many other places, but they are on their inaugural tour of the United States. And on February the 2nd, that is a Wednesday, they are coming to Burlington's Memorial Auditorium. I've got Barbara McRoberts. She is the president of Civic Music, Burlington Civic Music, and she is joining me. Tango Argentina, we've said it before, these guys are good. The tango in Argentina, to be the top 12 or 12 of the very best, that says something pretty high praise, isn't it, Barbara?
Oh, it is. I think that's one of the, when you say the penultimate, which is next to the top, these are, that's who they are. If not the top, they're about as close to the top as I think you can get in terms of just the recognition they get within their own country. And we've had tango dancers in here before, and they were so well-liked, we decided to bring this group back when they decided they were going to do a North American tour. And I am the program director, you know, for Burlington Civic Music, rather than its president. That's Kay Conrad.
Oh, okay.
But that's all right. It's just that the two of us have been kind of like the, I can't call us the tango duo because I'm not sure Kay and I could execute the moves that these people make. You know, they are so precise in their dance. And they just are. It's one of the things about the tango that makes it, I think, so exciting. That and its music, because we just associate that kind of music with particularly, I think, Argentina and Brazil. And these two, Marcos Ayala is their artistic director and choreographer, and his partner is Paolo Camacho, and I'm not sure I'm doing the right justice to their Spanish names, if you will. But I am excited. I just really am. Plus the fact, we have been having such this wonderful winter, if you will, that sends this blast of cold weather across our state, and I'm looking forward to being warmed up on February 2nd.
It is Tango Argentina, and again, it is happening. Inaugural tour of the U.S., and again, the dancers, Pedro Sanchez and Ivana Ayala, which is actually
right.
The Marcos's Ayala, the artistic director. I have a feeling they're connected together. What do you think?
I think they are. They've been dancing together not only as what they call kind of the perfect dance couple, they're married to each other. So I am assuming when you have the two of them bring the spirit of the tango to our stage, we're going to be charmed. And they are accompanied by other dancers and musicians. The music they're going to present to us in their two-part program is incredible. When you read over some of the titles, for example, The Little Fish Dance, I vaguely remember, I'm not even really sure why, and then they have a Charles Tonga, excuse me, I didn't have enough water, you think I would not have
okay.
a voice like this at 7:30, but it's kind of scratchy, which I'm assuming is going to kind of pantomime a bit the Charleston. But I think we're going to enjoy a very fun musical evening, and it begins at 7:30, which is our normal start time. But I'm excited to see them.
You know, you've had the entire season. It's been, you know, I remember we talked about a year ago, and I said, you know, we're going to be, this thing is going to be completely in the rear window by the time we start the fall,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't quite been in the rear window yet, but it's getting closer.
It hasn't, but it's not been quite as challenging. I guess I will say that. Civic Music belongs to a group called the Iowa Presenters Network, and we have not been able to meet as a lot of times in the past. So we've been doing Zoom meetings, and recently we've held 3 Zoom meetings with various artists agents across the country, and they, you know, talk with us. And I think we're all sensing that we're moving forward. We're not seeing as much cancellation as we have in the past in terms of artists going, okay, we're not coming to this country, or we're afraid we can't get home to our own country because we did. That's what happened last season. I think last season we had, of the concerts we planned, we had 10 changes. And we tried very hard to operate, you know, within the protocols for COVID. We still want people to mask up when they're coming into the theater. But they can then move around because the auditorium has enough space that if they're concerned, they can come in and then find their seat, although we are doing reserve seats.
And again, it is, but you've gradually become closer and closer to normal. Now, obviously, being careful is still a very, very good idea. But from everything I've seen, read, and heard, and sort of the instinct I have is that we're nearing the end. This Omicron variant is considerably milder in general than the other variants.
Right.
And
right.
For those, particularly those fully vaccinated and boosted, it's pretty much, I think, what happened in 1918, 1919. The pandemic became, in essence, weaker and weaker, and then became the common cold. So that's kind of where we ended up at. I think we're going to see a very similar situation. At least that's what the experts are telling me. But
I think we have to listen to them because none of us are studied, you know, in this kind of science. So we are projecting that, yes, that's, I think, what did I hear yesterday? Someplace, coming from television and television news, which we do rely on for information and entertainment news and that kind of thing, but that by June, the country, the world, should have had this thing peak so that we're really, as you say, kind of on the downhill side of it, and more likely thinking of it as not too much worse than the common cold, which is certainly annoying. We've all had them.
It is.
I think we can look forward to not only the tango kind of busting through the winter for us. As I have listened to them, because you can watch this group on YouTube. We can go on and watch almost anything there. But this group, I think, is going to just get us in the mood. Their interpretation of tango and the use of the music, we're going to so enjoy. Which will then get us to Catapult, which is even going to be more fun with shadow dancing. So we're pretty excited about our, what I would call our into winter and into spring concerts this season.
Let's hope everything is good, and let's hope we know another next year's season. We could say, God forbid, it's going to be normal, real normal.
Well, I think so. I was recently talking with the president of actually our sponsor this time. We're switching names for them anyway. This is the former Two Rivers Insurance, which has become World Insurance. I think they've been announced associates. I'm talking with their president here, Todd Ackerman, and they are our sponsor. And we're grateful to those folks that continue to help us put music right on the stage, live music on the river. And it's still flowing by, so we're grateful for all the help we get.
Tickets for the show, Tango Argentina, how do you get them?
Well, you can actually buy them from the you could go to our website, which is www.burlcivicmusic.com, or call our phone line, 319-752-0336. You can walk into the box office from about 10 o'clock to 4 in the afternoon on Tuesday through Friday. You can buy them at the window, if you will, box office window at Memorial Auditorium. And usually the night of the show, we open our doors at 6:30. So if people want to come in and buy tickets, we will have tickets available. I have not checked to see if they're going as briskly as they did for David Kroll for our Christmas show. So I'm sure we have seats available.
All right.
Good seating available.
Tango Argentina. It's Wednesday, February 2nd. Again, you can get your tickets at all of those places that Barbara just mentioned. And again, buy them right at the box office at Memorial Auditorium. Maybe the easiest, or simply show up the night of the show by when the doors open at 6:30.
Right.
And enjoy Tango Argentina. Warm up your winter with a very special Latin Latin heat, okay. How about that?
Latin heat. I think people will really enjoy it. It just expresses music and mood and romance and dance.
Barbara McRoberts, thank you so much for joining me. We'll be back to talk to you about Catapult Magic Shadows coming up in just ahead of March, okay?
Right. Thank you.